My next story is entitled Camera Club Holds Exciting Competition, and it's written by Sophie Skyring. Bungie Camera Club attracted a wide range of entries for its latest competition held at Broome Village Hall. The contest followed an open theme and featured three categories: colour prints, monoprints, and projected digital images. Guest judge Dr. Mike Lloyd stepped in at short notice to evaluate and critique each entry. Jim Moore took top spot in the colour print category with his image First Light. In the monoprints category, Sue Grief and Pat Farrow tied for first place with their respective submissions. Meanwhile, Gloomy Sunday by Ian Bundy and Sparks Are Flying by Paul Farrow shared the highest award in the projected digital image category. Several other entries were awarded 18 points or more on the night. In the colour prints section, those included The Foragers by Paul Farrow, A Bit of Self-Care by Pat Farrow, The Night Watchman by Peter Nixon, and Tudor Family Game by David Penrose. In the monoprint section, high-scoring images included A Sinister Midnight Encounter by Mr. Penrose, Flatford Reflections by Mr. Moore, Broome Village Church by Adrian Muttit, Defiant Against the Incoming Storm by Mr. Nixon, and Sacred and Ancient by Mr. Farrow. Among the top-scoring projected digital images were A Spoonful of Sugar by Eddie Pond, A Quiet 5 Minutes by Richard Roberts, Flirting by Ms. Grief, and Rosedale River by Mr. Farrow. The club is now welcoming new members of all experience levels. Prospective members are invited to attend 2 meetings free of charge. More details can be found on the Bungie Camera Club website. And the article is accompanied by 5 pictures. The first picture is First Light, which is a lovely red brick cottage surrounded by trees, taken in the early morning light with mists swirling around in the background. The second image, The Foragers, is a group of 6 gannets, 5 of them on the ground holding nesting material, and another bird coming into land in the middle of the group. There's a beautiful black and white image of Willie Lott's cottage at Flatford Mill, which was taken by Jim Moore, and there are beautiful reflections in the river of the cottage itself. There's a picture of a little owl and a picture called A Bit of Self-Care by Pat Farrow is actually a flamingo with its bill buried deeply in its feathers while it's preening. And I have to say, they are really exceptional images. And I do have a little bit of responsibility in that I am the Mike Lloyd who was the judge for this. And I had a thoroughly enjoyable evening judging my fellow photographers' work.